start with a story. The Royal Diaries, Sundok, Princess of the Moon and Stars, Korea, AD 595. In the AD 500s, kings ruled over different parts of the world. In contrast, few queens ruled in their own right. Queen Sundok of Korea was an exception. Growing up, young Sundok knew that one day she would rule the kingdom known as Silla. After all, her father, King Chimpyong, had no sons, and Sundok was his oldest daughter. What was it like to grow up in a royal Korean family? We cannot know for certain, but this fictional story gives us an idea. The story is written in the form of diary entries that Sundok might have written as a princess. Notice that Sundok does not begin her diary entries with "Dear Diary," as people might today. Instead, she addresses her entries to her grandmother, who has died. Last day of the last moon, 16th year of King Chimpyong. All the servants are racing around, cleaning the halls from the top to bottom. Remember, grandmother, for the 5 days of the new year, they are not allowed to use a broom, or they might sweep away our good fortune. From lowest to highest, we are making new clothes in which to greet the new year. We must all bathe our hair tonight, too, so that we won't wash away luck in the new year. Tonight we will sit down with all of our relatives and feast in honor of you, grandmother, and grandfather, and all of our Kim ancestors. With no moon in the sky, the heavens are lit only by the milky net of stars. You know how deeply I wish for my own observatory as a New Year's present, grandmother. Please whisper in father's ear. First day of the first moon, 17th year of King Chimpyong, Ipshun, spring begins. Happy year of the rabbit, grandmother. I have just returned from performing the Seibei bow before my parents, and now I bow low to you, grandmother. We are off to tidy your grave and present you and grandfather with your New Year's meal. The cooks have prepared more than 50 dishes for you this year. I hope you are hungry. Later. The festival at Half Moon Fortress was the most elaborate I can remember. All the adults of lesser rank wore their best clothes with bright new wide-sleeved chogori, while the children ran around in their happiest colors. We, of the Royal Holy Bone rank, were bedecked in the most costly new clothing, father in new purple robes, mother and the girls and I in richly embroidered red silk. I wore my golden shoes, which hurt my feet terribly, and my beaten gold crown designed to resemble reindeer antlers, which tinkles musically when I walk. I am happy not to have to dress so every day. I was so weighted down with gold rings on every finger and toe, I could barely move. The court musicians performed their slow and stately dances, but I wandered off to see the peasants' celebration, which was taking place just outside the palace walls. The farmers leaped and sang, beating drums and playing upon pipes. I sometimes yearn to sing and dance along with the common people, grandmother. It looks like such wonderful sport. But as Shijiang says, desires are our downfall, so I try not to wish too hard. Second day of the first moon, 17th year of King Chimpyong. We went to bed last night after feasting on our special New Year's tuk-tuk, which every person in Silla, from prince to peasant, eats on this day. It is made from steamed sticky rice, pounded and cut into the shape of coins and half moons. The soup is stewed with beef and soy sauce and thinly sliced eggs. And as you recall, grandmother, many say you will not age a year unless you drink this soup. I drank mine and turned 15 this year. Chimpyong turned 14 and Sunhwa 13. Fifth day of the first moon, 17th year of King Chimpyong. Our family went out among our people, who dropped to their knees and touched their heads to the ground when we passed. Mother, the girls, and I rode in our chariot, which only queens and aristocrats of the highest rank are allowed to do. Whenever we dismounted, our servants laid down a river of silk for us to tread upon. From behind stone walls, Our city's black-tiled houses rose gracefully. Their flaring roofs looked ready to fly away. While only we of the holy bone rank might use the five sacred colors, red, black, white, yellow, and green, to paint our palaces, the natural wood of these houses is still beautiful. Grandmother, you will be happy to know that Kumsong does not have the crowded, poor hovels you find elsewhere. We have passed a law that the walls of a city house should be 3 times as tall as the average man, so that the people are not cramped inside, breathing unhealthy air. Analyze the literature. 1. How was early Korean society similar to and different from that of the United States today? 2. What rights did the wealthy people of early Korea have that other early Koreans did not have? Read a book. When the Incas Ruled. Mount Fuji. The Vikings. Start the unit project. Make postcards. As you read this unit, gather information about the history and geography of the civilizations you read about. Use this information to help you create postcards that show the history and landscape of the civilizations. Use technology. Visit the learning site at www.harcourtschool.com for additional activities, primary sources, and other resources to use in this unit.